Glory and praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Glory and praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Glory and praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus moved about within the Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews there were trying to kill him. But the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, as it were, but in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me, and you also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. En aquel tiempo recorría Jesús Galilea, pues no quería andar por Judea porque los judíos trataban de matarlo. Se acercaba la fiesta judía de las tiendas. Una vez que sus hermanos se hubieron marchado a la fiesta, entonces subió él también, no abiertamente, sino a escondidas. Entonces algunos que eran de Jerusalén dijeron, "¿No es este el que intentan matar? Pues mirad cómo habla abiertamente, ya no le dicen nada. ¿Será que los jefes se han convencido de que este es el Mesías? Pero este sabemos de dónde viene, mientras que el Mesías, cuando llegue, nadie sabrá de dónde viene. Entonces Jesús, mientras enseñaba en el templo, gritó, "A mí me conocíais y conocíais de dónde vengo. Sin embargo, yo no venga por mi cuenta, sino que el verdadero es el que me envía. A ese, ustedes no lo conocíais, yo lo conozco, porque procedo de él y él me ha enviado." Entonces intentaban agarrarlo, pero nadie le pudo echar mano, porque todavía no había llegado su hora. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. I need to be somewhat brief because we not only have stations like regular immediately following the Mass, but we've got stations with the kiddos. So like we're going to get invaded by a bunch of school kids and it'll probably be somewhat pandemonium, but that's okay. Jesus walked in the middle of pandemonium in his own day. So instead of simply commenting on the court intrigue that's in today's gospel, I want to direct your attention to the architecture. So we have these new stations that we've put up in the last 4 or 5 months. That was not an intentional renovation. That was an attempt to clean the old stations, which were so old they started to come apart. But I think seeing the same pictures we've seen every day, every Sunday for years, new, helps them become new. During COVID, of course, when we couldn't gather for stations like normal, one of the things that the staff did, I don't know if y'all remember this, but we recorded ourselves doing the stations at home, still walking around to visit the particular stations, but from room to room. That happened because I was visiting a shut-in, a homebound woman, one day in the middle of the COVID, and she didn't answer her door, so I let myself in, and I found her on the floor of the bathroom. She was a little embarrassed, but I was able to help her up. She was okay. I said, "How long were you down there?" And she said, "Oh, about 3 hours." I said, "What were you doing?" She said, "Making the stations." I said, "Why would you do that?" And she said, "Well, Father, it's the third time I've fallen today." That was brilliant, right? When I started putting the project together, I went to my home, that is my dad's home, the house I grew up in, where my sister and my niece live now, and she saw me working on the project. I kind of took over the kitchen table, and I told her what I was doing, and she said, "Oh, well, I know why you're here." And I said, "Why is that?" And she said, "Well, the first station, Jesus is condemned to death, right?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Well, this is where we always get in trouble, whether we did it or not." Which was true. True for me and true for her. So I want you to look at the stations, whether you're staying for the devotion tonight or not. I want you to look at the stations, maybe just the one closest to you, but capture the image in your mind and let that be sort of your meditation for the rest of this Mass and maybe for the weekend, to encounter the Lord new in his suffering and be ready to meet him at Easter.